Support this podcast via our Patreon and get more writerly goodness. Visit patreon.com/nanocast to join up.
Welcome to NaNoWriMo Every Month. My name is J. Daniel Sawyer. I'm the author of some 20 books, 34 short stories, and numerous articles and other things, and I am your guide on this journey to use NaNoWriMo to level up to professional output levels. Special Episode 3, Streams of Nickels. The thing you have to appreciate as a creative that produces intellectual property is that you are creating with every property something that will continue to yield income for your life plus 70 years, assuming they don't change the law to extend that period, or, which is less likely, to shorten it. This means that the hour of work you spent at your keyboard yesterday producing 500 to 1,000 words, or the hour that you're going to spend today producing 500 to 1,000 words, will, if properly exploited, continue to yield money for a long, long time. This is why the notion of writers getting paid a minimum wage is such crap. Writers and other artists should not be paid a minimum wage. We get paid way more than that, even if we are completely unsuccessful. But let's say you have a short story. You've priced that short story at $2.99 because it's a longer one. Let's say it's 10,000 words. So you've got maybe 10 hours of work into it, maybe 20 on a bad short story. Maybe you were on fire and you did it in 5 hours. But let's say it was 10 hours of work. So you put that sucker up and you price it at $2.99, which means that you're going to be getting $2 more or less every time you sell the thing. And let's say you sell one copy, only one copy per year. At that rate, it will take you 40 years to earn back your investment of time. But after that, it's golden. You're all in profit if you're talking about earning at minimum wage. And look at how bad the scenario is. You're still going to earn on that time scale. Let's say you're 20 years old and you die when you're 80. You're still going to earn about 3 times minimum wage, a little less than that, over the course of the copyright term, assuming that your heirs properly administer your estate. Now, that's not the kind of money anyone would get out of bed for, but it is a fantastic deal. Once you start to think about the fact that you only spent 10 hours on that thing, and it's earning for the rest of your life. Now, there are many reasons why being prolific is important. Many of them are creative. Being prolific unlocks parts of your creative brain that don't get unlocked if you're not moving fast enough to stay out of your own way. Being prolific means that you have to be learning at a rate to keep your own work fresh that will benefit you fantastically as a creative person over the course of your career. You will learn to do things, if you're serious about your craft as well as just about your output, that other writers never get around to because they're working slow. They don't have to expand into the areas you do just to keep yourself interested. But here's where it really pays off. In terms of money, one short story is not going to do you well if it does that badly, or if it does one copy a month, which, and I'm being realistic, is a fairly accurate expectation for an early to mid-stage writer who doesn't have a large following. Selling a book a month, once you aggregate all the platforms of any given title, is pretty good, you know, before you hit the takeoff point. After that, your baseline rises, and for different people, different things push them over. Now, one or two books is not going to do you much good in terms of money at that rate. You're going to make enough to buy coffee, maybe. But if you've got 40, 50, 100 titles available for sale, then just on those titles alone, you're starting to make rent money, depending on how big your place is. And the more things you have out, of course, the higher your average sales tend to go, because the more chance you have to catch someone. But that much every month for the rest of your life. Yeah, there'll be ups and downs. But that little bit of time you set aside working between your family and your day job and everything else, those 2 or 3 hours a night, build up cumulatively, and that's just when we're talking about ebooks. That's not counting audiobooks, and merchandising and paperbacks and hardbacks and YouTubification and podcasting and any other way that you can exploit the copyright that comes out of that Amazon worlds. Other licensing deals, movie deals. Some of these, many of these, are very rare, but they do happen all the time. They won't happen with all of your things. For many of you, they won't happen with any of them, but for some of you, they will. Some of you will get movie deals. Many of you who don't get deals will get option payments. And it all adds up. You think of each potential way that a single piece of intellectual property can make you money. Each of those ways is like a little stream coming down a hill. The streams flow together into the deep channels, into a brook, and then into a creek, and then into a wash, and then into a river, and then into a massive big river. These are little streams of nickels, little streams of cash, and they add up to what can be, if you manage it right, torrents and torrents of money. And then you can use that money to either create more streams in your intellectual property world or to create streams in other businesses, other investments, and things like that. Streams of nickels is the business model by which the largest corporations on planet Earth operate. All the major media companies operate on this model. Google operates on this model. Amazon operates on this model. It's called diversification in most places. But because in the case of intellectual property, you frequently are literally talking about a nickel here, a nickel there. Streams of nickels is a better metaphor. It's very discouraging early in the process to look at those small checks you get from Amazon and Smashwords and Draft to Digital and iTunes and everything and think, I'm never going to make a living on this, because you don't yet appreciate the additive and multiplicative power that copyright gives you over your income. Each of those little nickels is a new stream that probably isn't going to go away. It will increase and decrease over time, but it's very unlikely that a well-published story will go to zero forever. It may have fallow years, but it will sell from time to time. It will continue to generate money. And those streams of nickels add up to cash flow that funds the rest of whatever it is that you want to do. So when I talk about streams of nickels, that's what I'm talking about. That's the global view. And it really is true. Every company on the planet that deals with intellectual property operates on this business model. And those companies are many, many more than you might think of at first blush, because any company that invents things is also dealing in intellectual property. Pharmaceutical companies, aerospace companies, space companies, they're all doing this. This is the business model that makes everything work. It's one of four or five basic rules of business that makes the world go round. And understanding its power will really, really help you out. I hope you found that interesting, or at least entertaining, and I'll see you tomorrow. NaNoWriMo Every Month is written and presented by J. Daniel Sawyer and produced by Artistic Whispers Productions. Visit our website at NaNoWriMoEveryMonth.com and leave a tip in the tip jar or join the Patreon to support this podcast. NaNoWriMo Every Month is copyright 2016 by J. Daniel Sawyer and Artistic Whispers Productions and is released under a Creative Commons Non-Commercial Attribution No Derivatives License.